on Friday mornings, we finish our week with laughing, because if we did not laugh, we would cry. And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest political humorists and satirists in the country is Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And hello to all of our Connect FM Super Bowl listeners.
Yes, sir. Bill, it's been another dramatic week in the Republican race for the presidential nomination.
Stevie and Diane, it certainly has been. And since our last visit, 7 days ago, the Florida primary has changed that race yet again. On Saturday, Mitt Romney called Newt Gingrich a failed political leader who is not fit to be president of the United States. On Sunday, Newt Gingrich called Mitt Romney a failed business leader who is not fit to be president of the United States. On Monday, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich described each other as aging sexagenarians. For the record, Romney is 64 and Gingrich is 68. On Tuesday, just 10 days after Newt's stunning upset victory in the South Carolina primary, Mitt Romney won the Florida primary, trouncing Gingrich by 15 percentage points. On Wednesday, frontrunner Romney took a very large misstep when he said that he, quote, didn't care about poor people, unquote, leading Team Obama to note that Mitt is a multimillionaire who pays less taxes than Warren Buffett's secretary. On Thursday, billionaire Donald Trump endorsed millionaire Mitt Romney, noting that he wants a president who understands the plight of the super rich. And the well-known groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, saw his shadow, predicting 6 more months of charges and countercharges between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. And those were just some of the political headlines making the news during the past
week. Wow, another jam-packed news week and another shift in the GOP presidential race as Mitt Romney takes the lead once again. Now, joining us to talk about the race are two veteran presidential candidates. They're both two-time losers. Neither actually won the presidency, but they certainly know how campaigns are fought. Would you please welcome former Senator Bob Dole?
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
Bob Dole's glad to be here.
And ladies and gentlemen, Texas billionaire Ross Perot.
Howdy, Larry. It's great to be with you again.
Well, before we begin, let me explain two things. First, I should tell our Connect FM listeners that Senator Dole likes to refer to himself in the third person. In other words, instead of saying I, Bob Dole says Bob Dole. Secondly, I should tell Mr. Pro that my name is Stevie, not Larry. I think he has me confused with Larry King, as he used to be something of a permanent guest on the old Larry King show.
Stevie.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Pro.
Let me explain something to you. I am not a two-time loser.
Mr. Perot, you ran twice for the presidency as an independent candidate in 92 and 96, and you lost both times.
Stevie, I didn't lose. The volunteers lost. Now, before I got into that race, I told the American people that I'd only get into it if I had an army of volunteers to help me. In fact, here's what I said to Larry King at the beginning of the 1992 campaign 20 years ago. Now, listen to this. This is world class.
America, where the people are hurting, and everybody's saying, why are we in this mess? First thing I'd like you to do, all of you, is look in the mirror. We're the owners of this country. We don't act like the owners. We act like white rabbits that get programmed by messages coming out of Washington. We own this place.
Is there any scenario in which you would run for president? Can you give me a scenario in which you'd say, okay, I'm in?
Well, number one, I don't want to.
I know, but is
number
there a scenario?
Number two, you know, if you're that serious, you, the people, are that serious, you register me in 50 states. And if you're not willing to organize and do that, then this is all just talk.
Wait, Larry. Are you
I'm
saying...
I'm playing to the ordinary folks. If you're dead serious,
start
then
committees in
I want to see
Georgia.
Some sweat. I want to see some sweat. Why do I want to see some sweat? I said it earlier. I want you in the ring.
All right. Mr. Perot, the American people did volunteer to help you run for president, and they did register you in all 50 states. In fact, they gave you plenty of sweat.
Not enough to get elected, Larry. So I wasn't the loser. It was the volunteers who lost. They did not sweat enough. Follow me? And that's the same reason Newt Gingrich lost in Florida this week. It wasn't his loss. It was his volunteers' loss. They let him down just like the volunteers let me down.
All right, Senator Bob Dole, can we talk about your two losses in 88 when you lost the nomination and in 1996 when you lost the election?
Stevie?
Yes, sir.
First of all, Bob Dole did not lose twice.
Yes, you did, sir, in 88 and 96.
Well, that's true, but Bob Dole lost three times.
Oh!
You see, Bob Dole was a candidate for president in 1980 as well as in 1988 and 1996. And Bob Dole lost in 1980 as well as in 1988 and 1996. So, Bob Dole's a three-time loser.
All right, Senator Dole, there's been a lot of talk about the role Newt Gingrich played in the Reagan Revolution. Mitt Romney says Newt Gingrich had nothing to do with the Reagan Revolution. Mm-hmm. What does Bob Dole say?
Well, Stevie, Bob Dole said it best, and actually Ronald Reagan said it best in this campaign ad from 1988 when Bob Dole was running against George Bush for the Republican nomination. Now listen to this.
Tonight, I want to express my deep appreciation to Senator Dole for the indispensable role that he has played in all of this. His leadership in the Senate, his strong hand, and his responsible voice have made a difference. He's forged a tough working alliance between the Senate and the executive branch. And Bob, from the heart, I thank you.
A tested man.
Senator Dole, that was President Reagan praising you for your role in the Reagan Revolution, wasn't it?
That's right, Stevie. Bob Dole was Ronald Reagan's right-hand man. Not George Bush, and certainly not Newt Gingrich. It was Bob Dole. Bob Dole was the real leader behind Ronald Reagan's success, just as we pointed out in this campaign ad in 1988. Listen to this.
What's the difference? Bob Dole led the fight to save Social Security. George Bush had nothing to do with it. Bob Dole pushed President Reagan's tax cuts through the Senate. George Bush had nothing to do with it. Bob Dole is leading the fight to ratify President Reagan's INF treaty while making sure the Russians don't cheat. George Bush has nothing to do with it. Bob Dole will make a difference for America. The difference is leadership. Dole for president.
Wow. I guess this year's negative campaign ads aren't all that new. I mean, your 1988 ads, sir, against George Bush don't sound all that different from Mitt Romney's ads against Newt Gingrich.
Stevie, who do you think has been writing those ads for Mitt Romney? Bob Dole has a lot of experience running for president. Bob Dole ran three times, which is one more time than Mitt Romney.
All right, let's bring Ross Perot back into this discussion. Mr. Perot, you really connected with the American people when you ran for president in 1992. Can you offer Mitt Romney any advice on how to connect with the people, since some of his critics say that he seems to have a hard time connecting with people?
Well, all right, let's see here. Advice for Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
I call him Mittens. By the way, Diane's sister was a volunteer.
Yeah, that's right.
She did a world-class job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyhow, back to your question. Mitt needs to start using charts, Larry. Charts did the trick for me. There is nothing, and now listen up here because this is important, there is nothing like a pie chart and a pointer to make the connection between billionaires and average people. Works every time.
All right. Well, thank you, billionaire Ross Perot, Senator Bob Dole, for joining us this morning. Right now, I want to focus on Mitt Romney's big win in Florida. Let's bring in our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hello, Connect FM listeners, and go New England Patriots.
All right, of course, Barney Frank from Boston. Gentlemen, Mitt Romney won big in the Florida primary this week. He's the front runner once again in the Republican presidential sweepstakes. But Newt Gingrich has vowed to keep fighting all the way to the convention in Tampa this August. So let's get your reactions to where that battle stands at the moment. Now, Senator McCain, we'll begin with you.
Stevie and Diane, my friends, Governor Romney won a very big contest in Florida on Tuesday. 4 years ago, I was the winner of the Florida primary myself, and that victory propelled me all the way to the Republican nomination. So, thanks to my endorsement, Mitt Romney won the Florida primary. And thanks to my endorsement, I predict he'll win the nomination and the election. Although we were rivals 4 years ago, Mitt's my man today. And I was delighted with the results in Florida because Governor Romney is a good man and he'll be a great president.
Congressman Frank, do you share that opinion of Governor Romney?
Absolutely not, Stevie and Diane. Although, as I've said before, I do admire his rugged good looks. But Mitt Romney showed his true colors this week when he said he doesn't care about poor people. And he also showed his true colors with his vicious attacks against Newt Gingrich. Mind you, I'm no fan of Newt Gingrich, but Mitt Romney is a bully.
Senator McCain, your response?
Stevie, Mitt Romney is a gentleman and a scholar. He's also a successful businessman who knows how to create jobs and get the economy moving again, which is more than I can say for Barack Obama.
Congressman Frank, do you have anything else to say about Mitt Romney's big win in Florida?
Stevie, I've got plenty to say about Mitt Romney, and you'll be hearing it in the months to come. But for the moment, let me say that Mitt Romney might have won the Florida primary with his nasty attack ads and his millions of dollars. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? This campaign is going to be about quest, struggle, Stevie and Diane. And Mitt Romney clearly represents the upper crust, the 1%. Mitt's in the money, but the rest of us are still struggling to make ends meet.
All right, Congressman Frank, you had the last word for today, but when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us a new feature, the Connect FM Listener Joke of the Week. Right after these important messages, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM, 847.
We're in the money. We got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Oh, man, depression, you are who you've done us wrong.
Rapid Refill of Champagne is your local print solutions partner. If you're tired of spending too much on ink and toner, come to Rapid Refill. We have hundreds of cartridges in stock, and our quality is guaranteed. Don't forget to ask about our copy services and free delivery to area businesses. Stop by Rapid Refill at Kirby and Madison Champaign or call 352-9126. You can get a free price quote online at rapidrefill373.com. Rapid Refill, printing just got smarter.
The Home Depot introduces the new Age Bronze Cage Pendant Light, part of our exclusive home decorators collection for only $69.97. An $80 value with a free vintage bulb. You don't often hear unique and affordable in the same sentence about lighting, but that describes our new lighting area beautifully. And our new $69.97 Cage Pendant Light perfectly. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. It's hard work up here on the wires, long, dangerous hours. And at times like this, when storms roll through, I really appreciate how much people rely on me. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. In the Coast Guard Reserve, our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on because my country needs me. It has a lot in common with my full-time career, and just like other first responders, firemen, police officers, and EMTs, we do our best work when things are their worst. I have no doubt I was born for this.
If you were born ready to give more to your country, the Coast Guard Reserve is ready for you. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
All right, 849, we're going to check
sponsored
on the...
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and the station.
Wall Street update coming up. The markets are zipping ahead because of the jobs numbers that came out at 7:30 that said we added 243,000 new jobs and the unemployment goes down to 8.3. Which feels better? Let's check your Connect FM 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
What a pretty morning with the sunshine. 54 our high today. More clouds late afternoon into the evening. A 60% chance of showers with a low 40. 44 the high tomorrow with rainy conditions down to 33. But partly cloudy by Sunday. High 45, low 32. Right now we're at 35. Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
After 9 this morning, Patty and Linda. Then it's Mary Lynn after 12 noon. Tay and Jay from 3 to 6 essentially kicks off our Super Bowl weekend on ESPN all weekend long. Anything and everything live from the Super Bowl is on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM all weekend. You can be listening here. All right, we'll be right back. Final segment with Bill Melberg of Illinois as well. And Bill, this week we have a new feature to end the program. It's a listener joke from one of our Connect FM listeners.
That's right, Stevie and Diane, and today's joke is from a gentleman who listens to us on the internet at myconnectfm.com. Myconnectfm.com. Captain Dennis Sullivan from Park Ridge, Illinois. And here is Captain Sullivan's joke. Two inmates are having a conversation in the dining hall of a minimum security Illinois prison. One inmate says to the other inmate,
"You know, the food here has been getting worse and worse over the past few years."
And the other inmate says, "Yep, the prison food was a lot better when you were governor, governor."
There you have it, our very first Connect FM listener political joke of the week, and it reminds us that Illinois has become something of a laughingstock over the past few years.
Yeah,
That's right, Stevie and Diane. I wonder which one of the two governors were saying that. In any case, you know, we don't hang our governor's pictures in the Capitol building anymore. We just put them up in the post office along with the other crooks.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you know, we send our thanks to Captain Dennis Sullivan for sending us that joke from Park Ridge, home of Hillary Rodham.
Rodham Clinton. By the way, Captain Sullivan is a retired American Airlines captain.
Oh, he's probably glad he's retired right now.
The job number... The job, you know, what was the job's number today?
Plus 243,000 right. Up.
Well, deduct 13,000 from that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, because
American Airlines just laid off 13,000.
Are they they're going to be able to keep all the routes and everything? I mean, it already feels a bit like a cattle call as it is.
Well, we don't. I think American Airlines is an outstanding airline. I've never felt like I'm in a cattle car on American Airlines.
Well,
American Eagle. There they. Wonderful service, but they will, you know, they will have to be cutting back on some flights and maybe even cutting out some routes until they get things back in the black again.
We have hundreds of thousands of miles on American Airlines. It's the airline we choose to fly, but certainly the news this week, at least they're staying in business, which I guess is the positive side of it. But certainly to cut 13,000 jobs, and those are good paying jobs. These are hardworking people. That certainly won't feel any better with the jobs numbers this morning because it doesn't pertain. Now, if it keeps them going and viable, they're able to somehow break even, make a little money, that's even better. Well, Bill, always a pleasure, my friend, to have you on the program on Fridays from 8:30 to 9.
Who are you rooting for?
You know, I kind of want the Giants.
Giants, because we have two Illini on the team.
Yeah.
That's right.
Steve Weatherford, the punter, and then Dave Deal. Offensive tackle, left tackle.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an American patriot.
Okay.
But that's Bonnie Frank's team.
Hey, Bill, thank you.
Oscuawa.
Oscuawa. Alum Bill Melberg. You can learn about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com and eveningwiththepresidents.com. Diane, thank you.
Hey, enjoy the weekend.
Yes, we shall. And thank you so much. Stay tuned. Fox News will be next. Patty and Linda, Mary Lynn, and then Tay and Jay all coming up on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. I am Stevie J. We'll meet here on Monday after the Super Bowl and have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you on Monday.